Modern polling tell us that the vast majority of people believe in the soul, and there are millions who lead or try to live a spiritual life. The fact is that spirituality gets stuck in the issue of belief. There are huge differences in belief and many degrees of faith. What I like to do is to make spiritual life as practical as the life of the body and the life of the mind. I want the soul or spirit to be present here and now. To get to that point, we're going to explore the nature of the soul. Then Deepak releases into meditation.
Your spiritual life is where you find your highest meaning and purpose. It is the ultimate source of healing and renewal. The world's wisdom traditions grew from one seed, our inability to live without meaning. This makes us unique creatures. Modern people with no religious beliefs still ask, who am I? And why am I here? The answer to those questions used to come from higher authorities who oversaw eternal religious truths. Right now, your conception of being a good person is probably a leftover of religious beliefs from the past. But following rules you receive secondhand, even when they are solid moral rules, isn't the same thing as being connected to your soul. Spiritual life doesn't become personal until that connection is made. Connecting to your soul can happen only in one place, inside your awareness. It can only happen in the now, in your present state of consciousness. And it cannot happen on the surface of the active, restless mind. If we put these three conditions together, a good deal of mystery is removed. Go inside at this moment, reach the level of the silent mind, and there you will connect with your soul. The inward spiritual journey has been described in this way for thousands of years. We've all felt connected with our soul at one time or another. So why isn't life full of revelations, messages from above, and angelic presences? The mystical trappings of spirituality have filled the scriptures of every culture. Yet, these must be set aside because nothing spiritual is real unless it is real for you. Your experience in and out of meditation is your personal version of spirituality. Connecting with your soul doesn't transform you instantly and totally. What happens is a form of evolution. You grow by stages, sometimes quickly or surprisingly, sometimes gradually and steadily. The evolution happens in silent awareness. The results show up in everyday life. Here is where your individuality comes into play. There are three levels or aspects of life that the soul influences. One level is daily activity. The next level is mental. And the third level is the refined level of the heart. The ancient wisdom tradition of India describes these as three different yogas, the paths that unite a person totally and completely with spirit. It is taught that people generally prefer one path over the others. Some people want to find spirit in the active world of everyday life. Some people seek inner revelation of spirit. Some people want increasing bliss as the light of awareness makes them more and more heart-centered or devotional. Even if you do not see yourself pursuing a definite path like that, it is helpful to know two things for certain. First, you connect with your spirit at the level of the silent mind. Second, outside meditation, changes occur in activity, mental outlook, and the experience of joy, happiness, and bliss. Knowing these two things gives you a foundation for every spiritual experience that might come to you. You have all you need for spiritual evolution, which turns out to be much simpler than most people ever imagined. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I seek to grow spiritually every day. I seek to grow spiritually every day. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Soham. Soham. This mantra means, I am. It awakens the truth that consciousness is your essential nature, your true existence. Repeat it silently to yourself. Soham. Soham. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time, and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Soham. 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 It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I seek to grow spiritually every day. I seek to grow spiritually every day. Namaste.